Welcome to the Help Me Understand podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Dillon, a school designer focused on innovating the what, how, and where we learn. This podcast is designed to unearth and share ideas and practice the power of positive conversation. Thanks for joining us. And if you like what you hear, share the podcast with friends, as well as rate and review, as this helps more people find this great podcast and others. All right. Good evening. We are coming to you from day three of the TED conference. Bob and Chris are back. We just got back from the hockey game, Rogers Arena. Gave me newfound respect for the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. Let's go Blues. We did see the Canucks win in overtime. So we got bonus hockey, which is good. That's how our evening ended. This was one of the first times that TED felt a little unscripted. This is the most scripted, most on point, most organized, most, everything is by design at TED. Tonight they were like, go check out the city. So we did. We rode the train down to the Rogers Center, saw a great hockey game, took in that. Good hockey fans. People were into it tonight. They know their hockey. They are fighting for their lives in the playoffs. And most people that are tuning into this don't care about hockey. But we did have another really long, really awesome day at TED. The morning started. That was a long time ago, Chris.
Yeah, I had to go through and realize that we had, again, 20 speakers today.
20 speakers. And these are like 12 to 15 minute speeches, right?
Yeah, I think there's 16 or 12. 12 minutes, 55 seconds, something like that.
Yeah, but the first one was on vision this morning.
Yeah.
And we got the guy who helped to build the James Webb telescope. He was virtual.
Yeah, and I thought it was recorded, and then we found out that it was literally just a Zoom call.
Right.
That, we were live with him. In that moment.
Super cool. And then it followed up with two more things about space.
Yep. Lots of space.
Yeah. But it blew me away. Those three, I could have been oh, I'm done. This is good. Mm-hmm. Particle physicist and NASA. And I don't know. I enjoyed this morning better than morning number two.
Yeah, I get that. Yep.
What else was in that first session for you?
Highlight for me was Corday, hip-hop artist.
Yeah.
Follow him on Spotify. Check him out.
24 years old.
24 years old. Gave a TED Talk.
Hi. What was this thing? The high life? No.
Have it written down.
Yeah, it was like
high level. High level?
Yeah, high level.
Yes.
And it was his whole kind of formula about, there it was. I got it. High level mindset.
There it is.
And I just thought, you know what? This is one of those TED Talks that I'm excited is being recorded. Because I know so many high schoolers, middle schoolers that are really going to enjoy that talk.
Yeah.
It's one of the first talks I've heard in 3 days that I'm like, oh, I can't wait to take this back to teenagers.
Correct.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
What else in that session? Anything else good?
I think the head of Instagram was an interesting concept around using, smart contracts, NFTs, blockchain, sort of Web 3.0 to deprivatize artists or creators,
yeah,
and the way that they interact with their public or their followers, however that.
Yeah, I think people are going to have to listen to that one when it comes out.
A couple times.
Adam Mosseri, I believe that's his name. And it was one of those where I'm like, yes, I finally kind of understand a little bit of this Web 3 piece that we've been hearing about. It was really good and a really awesome idea that if artists and creators can really monetize their fans, we'll see how that plays itself out.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if they can sort of decentralize the platform. So a creator Corday, for example, can take his followers, people who are investing in him and his success, to any platform and create that connection. So we'll see.
Yeah. And then that session finished with kind of a surprise guest, right? A gentleman who had been held in an Afghani prison for 105 days and had just been released like in the last 2 weeks.
Yep, 10 days.
Yeah, he is going to be with President Biden
tomorrow.
That was a very emotional finish to that. Really powerful to hear him speak. And I don't know. It was nice. It was a nice addition to the thing as a piece.
Yeah, I think you know, the thing I walked away with is, you know, I know what a refugee is, but the way that he described it to me in his talk, it gave me sort of newfound appreciation, I guess is the best way to describe it. They are truly, you know, humans with no country, humans with no states, humans with no rights, humans without anyone advocating for them. And that truly gave me a sense of like, oh God, that's intense.
Yeah, I think we've heard multiple speakers over 3 days talk about refugee situations, whether in Syria or in other places. And I think that lots of good work's being done in that area. So I was just impressed.
But is it my Americanism that I'm just like, well, bring them here, we'll take you? Like, is that just because that's,
yeah,
I mean, obviously holding not true because of recent policies.
And, yeah, but we need workers, right? Like, right. There's a whole bunch of people that's like, oh, we would love some workers. Mm-hmm. How do we get folks to the country? So, yeah. But he was very clear that it's a complex situation. I did learn that $3.5 billion of Afghani money, of like individual people's money, was seized. And they don't have money to make it in and out of the country, buy food, whatever that is.
Right.
And that was a new learning for me.
Yep.
We shifted gears from there. We took a break and then we talked about wellness.
Yes. I missed most of this. So
yeah,
you'll have to tell me. This will be the drum solo portion of the performance because I missed most of this because of phone calls and meetings.
Well, we saw Bill Gates.
You saw Bill Gates.
I did. And eventually you'll get to see Bill Gates.
Right.
It'll be come out. But really loved his piece about how do we make COVID the last pandemic. And
there's an installment here somewhere, which I still have not found.
Yeah, apparently in room 111.
Okay.
So there you go.
But,
yeah, it was really good. I walked through it the other day. But he really has some ideas about how we can put boots on the ground to really, when these things happen, deal with them in a much faster, more efficient way. And so that was good. It was nice. I mean, Bill Gates on the TED stage.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Can't hurt.
But then we shifted to like all of this crazy biology. A couple of amazing scientists that are working. We have Jason Chin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then another guy with the last name of like Pasca from Stanford, that are doing some things that you're like, wow, we really just don't understand the human mind and the human body. And we are getting ready to make an insane number of breakthroughs in those spaces. So both of them were those kind of wow moments. If you go all the way back to the particle physicist we heard in session one.
Yep.
You just listen to some of these talks and you're like, holy cow, there's some really smart people on this stage.
Right.
Yeah. I mock talks with just every once in a while, like, whoa. Right. Like, that's all I got is, whoa, this is a really amazing piece of the puzzle. A woman talked about the 4-day work week. That was pretty good.
Hmm.
But then that one finished with the gentleman who is the podcaster for Hidden Brain, Shankar Vedant.
Now I am a subscriber to that podcast.
Yeah,
which I wasn't before.
It's really good,
and I'm going to enjoy it.
You know, it reminded me. I was at an education conference where Jad Abumrad did something. That's probably one of the last education conferences I was at, but they know how to formulate good story, right? Like podcasters, and when they've been doing this for a while, and he told some great stories. He was fantastic. And I had that moment where you see a podcaster for the first time. All you've ever done for years is hear their voice and never seen their body.
It's sort of a freaky moment.
It is.
I'm like,
oh, that voice comes from that face?
Yeah. It was good. And you heard part of that.
I heard the whole thing. Yeah.
What stood out?
I have so many things. So the first one is that apparently did he write a book? Is it The Life, Death, and the Choices We Make When We Die?
Oh. Was that maybe an episode?
It might have been.
Might have been an episode.
But it was that kind of conversation that was at the core of the talk, because it told the story of a couple and how, you know, they shared their sort of last rites, wishes, if you will, with one another. And what was interesting is kind of at the end of one of their lives, where they were sort of suffering from ALS, their wishes changed. And just the concept around how as we evolve, as we grow, as we transform from who we are today to who we are 20 years from now, are we still us, or have we completely changed in some way?
Yeah, and certainly biologically we've changed. Like every one of our cells has changed over a decade, right?
Right.
And he talked about this idea that we have this illusion of continuity, that our future mm-hmm. self will be the same as our current self, and even saying things like, is it possible that your belief today will be in disagreement with your future self? I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he told one of my favorite stories, which is the ship of Theseus, which is to me just a great thought experiment. Is that if you have not, go Google it. I'm not going to explain it. But if you've watched any Marvel movies, you've probably seen the ship of Theseus as well.
So very nice. Okay.
It's woven in there as well. But so to kind of remain sharp and focused on who you could be in the future, he gave three pieces of advice.
Oh, yes, he did. That's
one
right.
One was stay curious.
I like that one. That's always a good one for me.
Be humble.
Be humble.
And then be brave.
Yeah.
And that you're willing to change your mind and grow and evolve.
Yeah, I like that piece. And that was definitely a highlight. So book ended, and he did make the joke early on that Bill Gates opened for him.
Right, opening act.
Yeah, which I thought was funny. So that was a good session. Really, those first two sessions were really jam-packed with a lot of good stuff. So
totally.
We kind of had an afternoon break. The weather was awful here today.
Yeah, it was brutal.
I think it snowed, it rained, it was foggy. If you had a list of things you didn't want the weather to be, mm-hmm. it checked a lot of boxes today.
Yeah. Yeah. We did a discovery sessions in the afternoon before the evening sessions. And discovery sessions just gives you kind of a little bit of choice, if you will. So you get ahead of time sort of a list of the different breakout rooms, and then you select which ones you want to go do. You know, mine was centered around about an 8 foot tall cardboard sphere. It's kind of like a massive soccer ball. They're kind of telling a story and doing some activities that each group gets a chance to add to their big sort of massive cardboard soccer ball. Centering around what communities could be, what the world could be, what our environments could be. And it was a fun sort of like hot glue, construction paper kind of break in the day. Gave sort of something heavy and visual that people can walk by and interact with.
Yeah, there's a bunch of art installations.
Yeah.
Right? Some NFTs.
Yep.
Some furniture art.
I think the interesting thing that, you know, we probably won't come across in the podcast is that there's a lot of spaces to be activated, meaning that there are invitations that in a hallway, if you will, that could be a mundane hallway, but there are opportunities to interact with the space to make a mark, to make a dent, to engage in conversation. And they're really intentional about using every sort of square foot of the space.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I love that stuff. And just to walk around and think like, man, if this was the hallway of schools, mm-hmm. how interactive it would be and how the energy level would be different. But just so many different places. And you know, someone said today there's between 1,200 and 1,500 people. Yeah. I mean, somewhere in that number. A lot of people gather in the main hall because they want to be live.
Right.
I talked to somebody today that was sitting next to me and said, oh, this is the first session I came into the room. Because a lot of people are just sitting in these like breakout areas, comfortable chairs, a little more like they can move around a little more. They got televisions everywhere. The whole thing's kind of audio's everywhere. And so anyway, it was pretty good.
I did also during that go to the wellness station and got a chair massage, which was kind of cool that they've really integrated a portion of the sort of the loop, as they call it, which is all the hallways that sort of are the perimeter of the main stage. And one of the sections does a lot of health and wellness. There's a smoothie station, all the, you know, all the stuff. But it was kind of nice to have a moment where, you know, my face is down in a chair, and then you sort of remove your face from the chair and you look up and you're like, oh, mountains. That's right. I'm in Vancouver.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. I did that in the morning. I am planning on doing that again tomorrow.
I'm going to do the hand massage tomorrow. That's a thing.
Oh, that's good.
Different station.
Yeah. So anyway, the Restore Lounge, I believe that is.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. And I don't know. It just, the talks are definitely the highlight, but there are lots of like, I mean, you couldn't come here and not go to the talks, but you get a chance to do a whole bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's pretty cool. And then one final session for the evening was on Play.
Right.
Yeah, I love that session too. There was somebody who's worked on Minecraft for a long time talking about metaverses. There was a gentleman there that, was talking about esports and the power of Formula One. And they have a whole simulator that you can sit in. I haven't done that yet either. So I guess I gotta click these things off the list tomorrow.
Yeah. It started up with Catherine Prince and I really liked her focus on the fact that like, fun, the concept of fun, is something that we all need in our life, and we don't do enough to intentionally engage in it. And her talk was really interesting to me. It was one that that's one of the ones I'm gonna go back and watch because I took a ton of notes.
Yeah, I told you that I bought the audiobook. I was like, I bought her audiobook after her TED talk because I was like super intrigued by the power of fun. And I love the idea that fun is playfulness, it is connection, and it's being in that state of flow. And when you can bring all three of those things together, that's true fun. And fun's not an activity, but a feeling. I like that too. She said that as well.
Yeah, she asked her daughter, what color is fun? And her daughter responded, sunshine. And like, we could take an hour just peeling that onion on what all that is. But true fun is radiant. And you know when it's happening because it sort of creates energy in a space that we didn't know was there before.
Yeah. So how many speakers were today? It was like 24.
20 total.
20 speakers today.
Yeah.
And today kind of maybe felt like the light day because we didn't have anything like a dinner thing.
Yeah, right.
We didn't have like a really intense afternoon thing, but it was still a long day.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if anybody comes here, they should plan on just the endurance of this event is legit.
Correct.
Yeah. And So tomorrow for me, I want to go. There's a whole thing about the International Space Station that I want to experience tomorrow. I want to make sure that I get another massage tomorrow. Tomorrow's kind of the last full day.
It is. And I will be sitting outside a conference room door rather early, just trying to get a good seat because the first speaker of the day tomorrow is Al Gore.
Yeah.
And I'm really interested to see the session topic is centered around regeneration.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see what his take on that topic.
Yeah. We're really talking about climate tomorrow.
I think.
Whole piece is I'm looking, we're going to see a lot of like green, green hydrogen, nuclear, and nuclear. Yeah, so that's cool. Like, we've heard a lot about a bunch of other issues, justice and play and, you know, wellness. And so it'll be good. I think it's time well spent in that space tomorrow. It'll be good.
So more tomorrow.
More tomorrow. For now, that's the end of day three. Chris and I tried to be Canucks fans tonight. We did a nice job. They have some weird, I guess we have some weird Blues habits at our Blues games. But it was fun to be at the hockey game tonight. Something different. It was a lot of fun. And until tomorrow, we're going to bring you one more day. I don't know if we'll get a day five podcast, but we'll at least do a day four podcast. And more from us and the TED conference tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. More about this podcast and my work with schools and districts can be found at drrobertdillon.com. Until next time, slow down, notice the world, and stay curious. Thank you.